Online abuse is disturbingly common for women who use the internet, with many experiencing everything from trolling to continued harassment that can extend to unwanted calls and text messages. Often, strangers are behind it, but these platforms are being frequently used by perpetrators of domestic violence to intimidate their victims. And new research has found Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are most at risk. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Domestic violence isn't always physical and it isn't always inflicted by a single perpetrator. Gemma Spee runs Jinda Service, which works with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women who've experienced violence and sexual assault in Perth.
Often the family will also seek out the victim through social media, harass, bully and threaten them, which puts massive stress and pressure on the victim at an already incredibly difficult time.
She says this kind of online harassment isn't isolated to, but is more commonly experienced by, Indigenous women.
I find that the family definitely want to jump on board to support their other family members. So when there is a confrontation with other people and other families, will come to their defence.
A new research from the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, backs this up.
The fear of shaming and even family or mob retribution, social isolation combined with financial difficulty, and then the emotional pressure from extended family meant that some of these women ended up returning to the abusive perpetrator even after extended face-to-face and technology-facilitated abuse.
This kind of abuse can take many forms, from aggressive calls or texts to harassment on social media and even the sharing of videos of physical fights.
Technology-facilitated abuse is just another way to weaponize control, surveillance, stalking, harassment against these women or whoever their target is.
Julie Inman-Grant says many Aboriginal women will seek out elders and family members for support, which is why her next report will focus on giving them the tools to be able to help women being targeted.
So that they're prepared and have the information they need to help any of their friends that are experiencing technology-facilitated abuse.
Macquarie University Professor of Indigenous Studies Bronwyn Carlson has done extensive research into the online abuse hurled at Aboriginal people.
If you think about the lengthy history of violence against Indigenous women, this is a big history of violence towards Indigenous women that goes unaccounted for in this country.
And she's welcomed the pledge from the eSafety Commissioner to develop some specific ways of helping Indigenous people avoid or at least deal with the abuse.
The problem is that there's hardly any resources that are Indigenous specific. And what I find is a lot of Indigenous people won't seek help from agencies that appear to be government agencies because there's a lot of distrust in that space.
And that's Professor Bronwyn Carlson from Macquarie University, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.